With continued best wishes during this Christmas season, we bring you this message from Dr. John Newton from Aid to the Church in Need.
At the time of the first Christmas Day, the roads leading to Bethlehem were crowded with people. Mary and Joseph worked with hands, feet, and elbows to get ahead of the crowd, knowing full well that only the first few people would have a chance to find lodgings for the night. And, as so often happens, the rich and powerful, those riding on horseback or on camels, pushed ahead of the lesser people on their donkeys and snapped up all the available rooms in the inns, so that for Mary, who was carrying Jesus, there was no room at the inn. Nothing much has changed. There will never be room for Christ as long as people think of themselves. So wrote Aid to the Church in Need's founder, Father Werenfried van Straten, at Christmas 1947, when he used the Nativity story to highlight the plight of the refugees pouring out of Eastern Europe as communism advanced. He could not have foreseen that his call to his readers to open their hearts would lead to the founding of the charity Aid to the Church in Need. January 2013 will mark the 100th anniversary of Father Werenfried's birth, and in the 65 years since he founded the charity, help for refugees displaced from their homelands has remained part of ACN's work. It is because our benefactors opened their hearts to the vast numbers of Iraqi refugees that more than 50,000 refugees in Syria could be provided with food, shelter, and medicine, not to mention catechesis for children. And since the conflict began in Syria, ACN has backed projects helping Syrian refugees who have been displaced in their homeland. We have provided food, shelter, and medical assistance for 500 Syrian refugee families in Aleppo. The Bishop of Aleppo, Bishop Antoine Audo, told us, "With you we experience communion in the church. We feel we are not alone." As we see our suffering brothers and sisters throughout the year, we need to see the Holy Family in them. We need to open our hearts to them, to give them shelter, to give them what they need to survive. It isn't just in other countries or in regions of conflict that we find our brothers and sisters in need. In the towns and villages where we live, Mary, Jesus and Joseph still walk through the streets looking for someone who will let them in. If we make room for them in our hearts, then we will be living the message of Christmas throughout the year.